Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, we are joined by Jeremy Rader, Director of Enterprise Analytics and AI within our Enterprise and Government group at Intel. Welcome, Jeremy. How's it going?
It's going great. Thank you. Looking forward to this.
So, Jeremy, why don't we just start with a background on what your role is at Intel and how it relates to our engagement with enterprise and government customers?
Within the data center group, obviously, we see analytics and AI as just sort of this explosive opportunity for IT organizations, business groups, all of the different business opportunities out there to really drive change in how they leverage their data, their focus on transforming their business models and really driving their own strategies forward. So for our space, you know, it's really about how do we enable that from a technology perspective, from a software perspective, you know, really thinking about the specific analytics and AI workloads and everything that goes into making those initiatives successful.
Now, the topic for today is about enterprise data strategy. And this is one that I've seen talked about quite a bit lately in terms of how organizations are making progress and looking at the data that they have access to and turning that into opportunity. Tell me about your view on enterprise data strategy and what is the approach that we recommend in terms of enterprises getting a viewpoint that will allow them to engage in this space.
What's kind of hot in the market right now, what people are talking about, it's artificial intelligence and machine learning and deep learning and all these really cool and exciting areas. But, you know, at the foundation of any of these initiatives is the data. And that's a topic that for the last few years really wasn't talked about all that much. But I think because of the new sort of invigoration of machine learning and advanced analytics, the discussions around data have become really front and center. Because if you don't have your data strategy right, if you don't know how to really make heads or tails of your investment in data, all the desire in the world to go do AI and advanced analytics, it really doesn't matter. You know, we see this as really the foundation of all things analytics, whether you're talking about traditional solutions and BI tools or visualizations or into some of the more advanced capabilities, predictive models and the like. You know, we really want to see companies succeed at that data foundation level because, you know, that's so paramount to where they go from there.
Now, tell me a little bit about how Intel sees our role in terms of delivering technology that will help.
The starting point for any enterprise is to really inventory. What are the big business problems that they're trying to solve? What's the matchmaking between those two things? You know, whenever we come into a discussion with a company about, you know, where they want to go, it's about the business. What are they trying to do? Are they shifting? Are they struggling with trying to get ahead of manufacturing scenarios? Are they trying to do propensity to buy? What are those big business outcomes? And then that allows you to go take your inventory of data and figure out, A, do you have everything you need? Is it structured in the right way? Are you ready for things like new regulatory requirements coming from, let's say, a government perspective that might drive more real-time need, that change the way you think of your data flow and your data architecture. So all of those bits and pieces have to come together. And then that's where the portfolio of capabilities from an Intel side start to weave in and help companies understand that they can move beyond just this idea of hot data that they have in batch mode to then straight archival data that they have a very hard time getting access to. There's so many new technologies from an NVMe perspective or memory technology, Optane technology. These are things that allow you to do data tiering in a way that really enable these interesting new use cases. How do you build an infrastructure that enables you to keep pace with the business, which is moving at a very rapid momentum that's going to be hard to keep up with on sort of outdated or antiquated technology?
Now, let's assume that a customer has their data layer in place. What does that enable them to do next? And what have you seen as you've worked with customers, the evolution of a process being in terms of data strategy?
Once they get there, it's not a, okay, we got there, it's the journey's over. It's we got to this great data strategy. We've got the infrastructure in place. We're organized effectively. But the next thing tomorrow could be, now I want to capture sensor data and you may not have the infrastructure to support it. So really keeping that strategy fresh. And it's not a one-time deal, it's an ongoing. That's why you see chief data architects really popping up out there in different companies, really focused on data only. Once you have that, then the ability to connect that to those business outcomes becomes much richer. Now you're keeping up with your business groups in terms of where they want to go and how you can leverage and turn those data assets into real analytics output that can feed production solutions at scale.
How do you see artificial intelligence-based solutions integrating into these data strategies?
They're so intertwined. It's actually exciting because I think it's almost made database cool again, which sounds almost odd to say, but you know, this idea that if I get this right from a data side, no AI capability is successful without it. And if you go into some of the specifics of AI, like deep learning in particular, the kind of data that's required, the variety of the data, it's in many cases unstructured data, you're capturing quite a bit more in many cases than you're used to. And you can't put that on, you may try and put that on traditional, say, data warehousing, but that could be extremely costly. So, you know, being able to really understand the nuances of AI, both classic machine learning, a bit more structured data, using algorithms against that, more of the deep learning, which can be more complex in terms of data from a text-based, image-based video, that all plays into ensuring you have an infrastructure that's ready to store, process, pre-process, and enable those end-to-ends. Because if you don't do that, what we see is someone like a data scientist may spend, you know, well over the majority of their time, 80%+ of their time, just trying to deal with data acquisition, data munging, data cleanse, before they've spent any of their time on the real value output. You know, that's not good use of their time. You want them focused on solving the business problem, not solving the data problem.
Where would you send folks for more information on what Intel's doing in this space?
We have a lot of content on our intel.com portal, which is intel.com/analytics. That's where you're going to see more of how do you get started in advanced analytics. We'll see some of the capabilities that are happening around myths and misconceptions, good use cases that you can start to see from some of our big software vendors that we partner with to take advantage of the Intel kind of richness in the portfolio. And that's a great kind of starting point.
Thank you so much for being on the program today, Jeremy. It was a real pleasure. We'd love to have you back again.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.